our lambing's 3 weeks. We join for 3 weeks and then we'll take the rams out for 2 weeks and back up for another 2 weeks on that. So this is the first cycle of the 3 week period and it looks as though they're about 75% done. So going quite well at the moment.
We were just looking before as we were driving through and we could see one that had a bit of afterbirth on it still. So some of them are dropping, I guess, within the last few hours. Has everything been going to plan?
Well, obviously the weather's been cold, but I don't think we're having any problems with the frost or anything like that. The worst conditions we can have is waterlogging ground and high winds and that sort of stuff. So we haven't had that. We've had the frost. It's certainly been cold temperatures, but we're not finding an issue with the lambing there. And I'm very happy. I mean, looking over these, and I think got obviously twin lambing ewes, I reckon we'll get about 175 to 180% lambs here. So for us, that's a fantastic effort. Survivability is really good. I think the weather is being kind to us. And the feed's obviously been fantastic for the year. So the ewes are doing well on it. Yeah, looking forward to getting them to finish lambing and then we'll get on and mark them and start matching them up through the pedigree matchmaker.
So it's the middle of winter when your lambing's happening. And so what kind of conditions are you looking for? Obviously, it's going to be cold. Yep. But aside from that, what do you need it to be so that the lambs can survive those early days?
Just no wind, I think, is the biggest thing. Waterlogging and no wind. If we can get that, we're quite happy. A little bit of winds, but probably, you know, it's not too bad out here now. You need to be making sure you're setting up your lambs for the best paddocks as well. No north-facing, west-facing slopes and all that sort of stuff. And plenty of shelter. Plenty of shelter and feed. Make sure that you use are in good condition score and that sort of stuff, and yeah, we're quite happy with the way winter does lamb down the ewes. It's working quite well at the moment.
So these are merinos. So these new lambs here, what's the kind of life ahead for them?
Yep, so merinos, we're plain-bodied merinos, going for growth rates. Muscle and fat's been a big thing for us, so what we'll try and do as a ram breeder ourselves, we'll keep all the ewes here are kept on the farm for over 12 months, and then we'll do all the testing of those ewes for our ASBVs, Australian Sheep Breeding Values. They're all kept. Weather lambs will come off, and we'll make a decision on which ones are rams and which ones are weather, some on the marking cradle and some at weaning time as well. So we'll keep about 30 to 40% of the ram lambs as entires and we'll run them through as ram lambs to be sold the following year. And as well, we'll do all our ASBV testing on them as well.
So what kind of microns are you aiming for with your merinos?
Yep, we're 18.5 to 19.5 at the moment. It's probably not the best area to be. We probably need to be at a 21, 22 micron. The price for 17 to 22 micron is not too much different at the moment. So, no, it's not a goal of ours to go any higher, 18.5 to 19.5. With our ASBVs, we're just working on increasing the quality and the quantity of the wool as we go along, but making sure that it's in a balance with our carcass traits. And meat eating quality is becoming a big issue now as well, so we're looking to those things down the track as well.
So you sell your wool to New Zealand for the yep. most part. If you were looking to sell into China, would getting up into those higher microns be something that would tempt you to go there, or would you just prefer this micron and find markets for this type of wool?
Yeah, I think the type of animal that we're producing is this about this micron. We could go higher and that sort of stuff, but I don't think it's real necessary for us to do that. Yeah, we're selling to New Zealand Merino and a good contract with the non-mules wool. So that's a really good contract that we've locked in for 2 and 3 years in advance. We'll have a look around probably in the summer this year to see if we lock in it again. But prices that we've been receiving are about that $1.50 to $2 above the market at the moment. So, yeah, we're quite happy with that and where we are. I mean, you're obviously not going to change direction in a hurry, and that's certainly not our intention, is to change direction in a hurry. We'll just keep going the way we are.
I've had ex-sheep people who have got into cropping describe merinos as an industry for the true believers. What do you see as the outlook for the wool industry?
The wool industry is a hard one. Obviously, the world needs to be clothed, but the merino's got a great story. The wool's got a great story to be told and all that sort of stuff, a natural fibre, a sustainable fibre and all that sort of stuff. We're high focus on fertility and meat as well. And again, the world needs to be fed as well. So we see that as being really important. We love the product. The wool product's fantastic. But, you know, for our focus, we're probably more 70% meat now, and it's a trend that's going to keep going to that way, and our type of breeding's replicating that.